Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
So this is pretty exciting. We've been talking lots because it's like the anniversary time of that big snowstorm that rolled through town. Mm-hmm. We had a snow day. The city was just pretty much down to a stop. The election got postponed. Like, mm-hmm. It was a big deal. And prior to that, the city has never had a plan on how to deal with that. Fast forward to today, and we now have an extreme snowstorm response plan. Extreme snow.
Extreme
snow deserves an extreme response.
Now, they mean the extreme snow. They're not going to clean it up in an extreme way.
I wish they would clean it up extremely.
That's where I wish the extreme came into play here. It's just for extreme snowstorms. We're not extremely cleaning up the snow like this.
Super aggressive. The grader's just ripping around blasting metal music.
Just got speakers on top of the car like Mad Max.
Flashing lights.
Yeah. Why not? Tax dollars. That's why.
True. Let's not get carried away because This is interesting. We didn't actually, like I said, we didn't have a plan at all. All it was before was to clear priority streets, mm-hmm. which makes sense. But now, with this extreme plan, what happens is they will clean, obviously, the priority streets, but also residential streets and neighborhood streets, like the main thoroughways that, you know, get us to where we need to go. This is going to be implemented, by the way, when 25 centimeters of snow falls.
That's a lot, by the way.
Well, it's an extreme plan, Clayton.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so extreme! Every time we see extreme! This is the first song that comes up on YouTube, by the way, when you look up extreme. No idea who the band is, just some random extreme music
clip. I'm pumped
up.
I am excited for another 25 centimeters of snow to see this extreme plan in action!
Oh, you said extreme!
Yeah!
I am sweating right now. But that's just par for the course. I'm always sweating.
So avocados are amazing, delicious, and wonderful, depending on the person. Some people hate them. My dad does not like them. But they're a super fruit, right? They're really high in good fats for you. They make guacamole. That's probably the best part about an avocado.
They will murder your dog, though, just a heads up. Dogs are not allowed to have avocados.
Oh,
because,
no idea.
First of all, they can choke on the pits, and also, I just think the actual fruit itself is not good for dogs. So, dog owners know it will murder your dog.
Great to know.
Always got to throw that in there.
This is kind of sad to hear, though. It looks like some chefs in the industry are moving away from using avocados in their restaurants because of concerns over the fruit's large carbon footprint. Unsustainable harvesting methods and its role in organized crime. Honestly,
I probably should have waited for the last one to play the dump, dump, dump sound effect, because that last one actually deserved a dump, dump, dump.
I know.
There's an avocado mafia out there.
It sounds like it, but basically because
lamest mafia ever.
Well, it's, you know, if it's
the avocado mafia,
if it's highly sought after and, you know, people want to make some money, that might happen. But basically, when it comes down to growing one single avocado, it requires nearly 230 liters of water to grow it.
Is that a plant or is that a single avocado?
They've broken it down for one avocado. To grow one single tomato,
that
takes 13 liters of water. Avocados are high maintenance. And then once you do pick the avocado, they are picked before they're ripened and they're transported in temperature controlled vehicles and then I think possibly pumped with CO2. Anyway, it's really sad because they cost a lot of money and are not great for the environment, but they taste delicious.
So does that mean the end of avocados?
No, it just means that some chefs and restaurants are going to, what they said, listen to this, was try to find something else to, use for customers in place of an avocado.
Oh, yeah, because so much stuff tastes like avocado.
How are you going to make guacamole without, avocado is the weirdest fruit out there. It's creamy. It doesn't taste, it's got a, like, it's so weird. You cannot replace it.
This is my mushroom guacamole, everybody.
I
substituted mushrooms for avocados in here.
This is my mayonnaise guacamole.
Sweet potato guacamole.
That actually
wouldn't be that bad. Okay, it would
be. Yes, it would.
It would be pretty bad. Can we go back to the avocado mafia for a while?
I'll look into it.
The avocado mafia. Can you imagine? I got an offer you can't refuse. 10 bags of guac with tomatoes in there as well. We're talking the diced ones. You don't mess with the avocado mafia. This is my mafia voice, by the way. I know it's not good. I know it's not good. Time for another episode of Things That Make Sense in the Sports World, but Would Not Make Sense in the Business World.
Okay.
I love these. I got a couple today, Stacey. The first one, spitting. In sports, you can just spit wherever you want. Like football, baseball, hockey, maybe not basketball.
Not basketball.
Basketball
probably
is bad style.
Probably not golf either. I feel like golf, it's like, what did
have you
just
seen,
do?
Have you seen how many PGA golfers throw in chews during tournaments?
No.
So many guys are throwing in fat lippers at PGA tournaments.
And spitting on the course?
Oh, yeah.
Is that not a major faux pas?
You can't see it. You can't do anything about it, right? They tuck it in the back and they're all good to go.
I guess.
Spitting. Outdoor sports. Guys spit all the time, everywhere. Can't do that in the business world. Can't be spitting all over the place. No, you can't, can't be doing that, right? Another thing, huddling up. It's big in football, but also, like, we're talking baseball, we're talking hockey, basketball. Like, at practice when the coach is like, all right, huddle up, guys. Huddle up. Get in close. I don't want to yell. Some offices maybe have like a huddle up situation, but they're not getting down on one knee and like going shoulder to shoulder with people. All right, huddle up, guys. Imagine if you did that in the business world. You're working at like a copy store or something. All right, guys, huddle up. Getting close. No, closer, guys. Closer.
Or you're
huddle up.
You're a daycare worker. Bring all the kids in. Okay, kids, huddle up. On your bums.
No.
On your bums. Listen, we're going to be good today.
Not a reading circle, a huddle. Huddle up.
And
then the pregame speech. Hey, I know some retail places might have it where the manager is like, all right, guys, it's Black Friday. Got to have our A game out there. Let's go. Again, I'm talking like a law firm or a dental office where the guy is like, all right, guys, big Tuesday out there. Hey, let's get psyched. I don't want to see anyone out there not playing their best, okay? If you don't want to take the field right now, you don't walk out that door. You don't walk out that door unless you're 100% sure of your job that you have to do. Let's go.
We're dental hygienists. Yeah, exactly.
You don't want dental hygienists all jacked up too. Hey, they got that water gun.
Yeah! Sharp pokers. No thanks. What about like in sports, yelling at the ref is very popular.
Oh yeah.
That doesn't really work in real life. Can you imagine like a bylaw officer, somebody imposing a like a cop or something, and you get this ticket for dumping cement in the back alley, and you're like, yeah, you know what? This bylaw is, it's garbage. This is ridiculous.
Because in sports, you get called for tripping or something in hockey.
Yeah.
What did I even do, ref? I didn't even do anything. Oh, you idiots. Come on. Imagine getting a speeding ticket, hey? What did I even do? Oh, what did I even do? Huh? Yeah, you blind piece of... Just losing your
mind.
Getting a parking ticket.
Well, actually, some people do that, so that's maybe not too out of this world.
Alanis Morissette, by the way, pulling a Jan Arden. She's going to TV. Jan Arden's TV show.
I watched it.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny.
People really like it.
She's funny, and she was a very good actress.
And Alanis Morissette is following in her footsteps. She is going to be starring in a comedy on ABC inspired by her life.
Interesting.
It's going to be a single camera show. Just one camera. And that's it.
She also had a musical from Jagged Little Pill, which was apparently quite great.
That sold 30 million copies, by the way.
Yeah.
It always blows my mind how many copies that Jagged Little Pill sold.
I have one of them.
So many copies that it got its own Broadway musical.
Exactly. Like,
now, even though Alanis is so successful, 30 million records, right? She's getting her own TV show. One of the most famous Canadians of all time. She was queen of the 90s in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whenever you think of a Alanis Morissette, why does Dave Coulier always come to mind immediately?
She will never be able to shed that.
Like, imagine having that much success and being known for so much, and people only want to talk about your ex-boyfriend from 1994.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, like, hey, Alanis, how you doing? Yeah, my name's so-and-so. So Dave Coulier, is he actually as good at juggling as he seems? Or
are you guys still in touch? Maybe he'll guest star on the sitcom.
Brings back all of his puppets from the show.
Oh,
no, okay, that's a worst-case scenario right there. I just think, like, would Alanis ever get sick of that, you think?
Oh, yeah.
Like just
100%.
I know I dated Dave Coulier, you guys. I know he can juggle. I know he was the uncle on full. I know.
She probably has like a clause when she does interviews where it's like, no Dave Coulier questions, zero.
She's probably like, you guys know I dated Ryan Reynolds too, right? How come no one brings up the fact that I dated Ryan Reynolds? Everyone's bringing up the fact I dated this juggler from the 90s. Bring up Ryan Reynolds and not Coulier, okay? By the way, good for Alanis Morissette.
Yeah.
Imagine how attractive their children would have been.
Well, he's got some pretty cute
not
kids.
Not Coulier and Alanis Morissette. I'm talking Ryan Reynolds. There's a new trend with young people now that I think everyone's going to be on board with. Young people are having PowerPoint parties.
I love this.
Don't listen to Dwight Schrute, you guys. PowerPoint is not boring, okay? PowerPoint to the youngins, very exciting.
Well, and that's the thing, like with all the different formats that you can share information now, PowerPoint is the dinosaur, let's face it.
20 people will get together, go to someone's house, and then just present their random PowerPoints. It doesn't have to be about anything specific, just anything that they're passionate about. And at the end, you vote on which PowerPoint is the best one. You can't vote for yourself, by the way.
Yep.
And then they are the PowerPoint champion.
That's awesome.
And then Clippy comes out and shakes your hand and he's like, hey, way to go, buddy.
You know
no,
Clippy,
just kidding.
Take a hint. Leave.
Clippy is not there because everyone clicks X on him within the first 15 seconds. Until you're trying to build a resume and then you're like, where's Clippy?
I
need Clippy's help. I have no idea what I'm doing here.
I actually did a PowerPoint presentation for my friend once. We worked together and she was sick one day and I was very bored at work. So I made an entire PowerPoint presentation on how much I missed her.
Like back in the day.
And it was great. It was fun.
PowerPoint was the peak of technology when I was in high school. It was like, whoa.
All
everyone was using it.
Slide in effects.
Star
flipping.
Wipe.
Oh, man.
I was the king of star wipe, Stacey.
Oh,
every
really?
Second slide, there was a star wipe in there. Clip art. Oh, remember the different fonts you had? There was the blue wavy one with the things on the top there. I loved PowerPoint. And the reason why kids are doing these PowerPoint parties is basically to make fun of PowerPoints.
Well, yeah.
Because it's so dated and so old.
But then we hear about it and we're like, that's great. It's all nostalgic and wonderful.
Hey, at least it's not the Tide Pod Challenge, eh?
Yeah, that's true.
The kids of today, you know what they're doing for fun? High school projects in the 90s. What a world.
When it comes to television, so much has changed over the years. Obviously, it has to. Technology needs to progress. One thing that's definitely changed, though, is the traditional sitcom. And when you think of sitcoms, a lot of times you think of laugh tracks, that annoying canned laughter that was literally just played after someone said something funny. That came about in the 50s. That's when they started using it. Fast forward to today, and in 2021, there were no new TV shows to premiere using a laugh track. They think the last one to use it, or kind of what signaled like the death of the laugh track, was The Big Bang Theory in 2019, because they used it a lot.
There's another show on Netflix. It's called The Ranch. Ashton Kutcher is on it. Oh, if you want to talk about overusing a laugh track.
And that's the thing. Sometimes it's too much. It's like they're forcing you to laugh.
We're not talking about live studio audiences, by the way. We're not talking about shows like Family Matters, Seinfeld, The IT Crowd. Those are live studio audience shows. We're talking about that fake laugh track sound effect, the...
So funny.
That's the laugh track sound effect right there. That's no more. Maybe we should bring it to radio, Stacey.
Well, I feel like the poor thing is like those people, those actors who got paid to laugh that one time. We might as well give them some work.
I know. Plus, laugh track radio. Has it ever happened? We could be the first.
Should we?
We could be the pioneers. Let's just take a random thing we were talking about earlier. Tommy Lee and John Travolta.
Oh, yeah.
They're baking buddies now. They exchange cookie recipes. So let's try out this laugh track radio with this story, okay?
Okay.
So Tommy Lee and John Travolta are in the news. Not for reasons you think, though.
Turns out they like to bake together. Isn't that sweet?
And not the type of bacon you're thinking, Cheech and Chong. It's actual baking.
Yeah.
Like cookies and brownies and themselves. Yeah, this wouldn't
exhausting.
Work. This would not work at all.
You have to wait so long for the laughs to finish.
That's the thing. Like, what do we do while the laugh track's going, right? Like, if like for one of those big ones, we tell a big punchline. Yeah. Hey! We just sit here like goons while the laugh track finishes. Like.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.